Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Rib D, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. This is it. We have come to the last lesson in the special summer mini-series about the Ramban's letter. We're on lesson 31, otherwise known as the finale of the BTL, the epilogue of the letter. And of course, we're using a letter for the edges with the ages with the wonderful words and expositions of Rabbi Avraham Chaim Feuer. We're going to take a little bit of a summer hiatus, and God willing, we'll come back with the PAL. Look out for the Parsha Shir we try to do, Bli Neder, every week, and still the audio DDD we try to do every day, Bli Neder as well. We're looking at this last phrase here, V'chol yom shetikrena, ya'anuch min hashamayim, ka'asher ya'ale alibacha lish'ol ad olam amen selah. Every day that you shall read this letter, Heaven, Hashem shall answer your heart's desires, Amen Selam. So in closing, the Ramban reveals the formula for effective, meaningful prayer. He explains, after reading the letter, they will answer you according to your heart's desires, alluding to the idea that if you treat Hashem's will from Pirkei Avos as if it were your will, Hashem will treat your will as if it were His will. You do what Hashem wants, Hashem will do what you want, Kiviyachal. If you follow the teachings of the Torah, you follow the teachings of the Ramban's letter, you will be able to train your heart to desire only that which Hashem desires. Therefore, Hashem will surely treat the person's will as if it were his own will. It's not supernatural. For those who pray properly, it is quite natural. We also read in Tehillim, Karov Hashem l'chol karov l'chol asher yikruv emes. Very famous pasuk from Ashrei. Hashem is close to all those who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him sincerely. The second half of the pasuk answers the question raised by the first half. How can we claim that Hashem is close to all those who call upon Him when we see so many prayers go unanswered, quote-unquote unanswered? We don't know what Hashem does with it. We don't know how Hashem takes everything that we pray and where it goes. So the psalmist emphasizes the guarantee of divine closeness is limited to all who call upon Him sincerely, with total unswerving confidence. When a person looks to other forces for salvation, he cannot be considered as one who calls sincerely. Even though as a creature of the world, he must turn to doctors, bankers, or generals. These are people that are just the agents of Hashem. We must realize they're just messengers of Hashem. They're just Hashem's tools. The ultimate power is from Hashem. The lessons of the letter prepare a person to pray sincerely, because humility and faith cause us to recognize that everything is in the hands of Hashem, while man and his machines have no independent power or sway at all. The Maharshan Kedushin states that the Talmudic dictum, Ein Somchan Al Anes, we shouldn't rely on a miracle, which comes from Pesachim, applies only if a person fails to pray. When a person prays sincerely, it is natural for even the most extraordinary things to happen. And Ramban himself supports this in his commentary to Devarim, where he talks about miracles being performed by the prophets that came as a result of their prayers. Through sincere prayer, Hashem Yehoshua stopped the sun. Hashem allowed that, and Elisha and Eliyahu resurrected the dead. Even the greatest prophets were not endowed with mysterious supernatural powers, but their spirit brought them closer to Hashem so they could pray with great intimacy and trust in Hashem. Even when a person prays sincerely, there's no assurance that Hashem will give him exactly what he requests, only that a heartfelt prayer is never in vain. When Rav Shneur Cutler, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Beis Medrash Gavoha of Lowell, was suffering from his terminal illness, a group of students and admirers journeyed to Bnei Brak, Israel, to implore the holy stipler Gaon to intensify his prayers on his behalf. They confided to the stipler that they were discouraged because prayers were pouring out of tens of thousands of Jewish hearts, yet the Rosh Yeshiva's condition seemed to continue to decline. The stipler answered, "Do not be dismayed. There is no such thing as a sincere prayer that goes unanswered. Any heartfelt request addressed to Hashem must be answered. It cannot be otherwise. If it is not answered today, it can be answered. It will be answered tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then in a week. And if not in a week, then in a month. If not in a month, then maybe in a year or 10 years or in 100 years or more. If your prayers are not answered in your own lifetime, they'll be answered for your children or your children's children. We cannot say when for sure a prayer will be answered. We can just be assured that every prayer will be answered somehow, someday." Finally, since Ramban assured people reading this letter their prayers would be answered, the supplicant should specifically include his prayers as a plea that his petition be fulfilled in the merit of the Ramban, which is based on the Talmud above the Metziah, which talks about how 60 sailors once came to give Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon a gift of 60 chests of treasure. Rashi explains, while at sea, a huge storm tossed wave threatened to capsize their ship. The sailors begged Hashem to save them in the merit of the pious Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. In the tzaddik's merit, the sea was calm. Now the sailors came with gifts to show him their appreciation. Similarly, if one asks that his prayers be answered in the merit of the Ramban, he may feel confident that his petition will be fulfilled. In his ethical will, Ramban left a rich legacy to his son, and Nachman, and to his generations upon generations of Jews who are his disciples and heirs of his mind and spirit. The essence of his message is that humility and self-control can enable a person to achieve tranquility and peace of mind. One who acquires these godly traits will learn how to speak to Hashem in sincere prayer. When a godly person speaks sincerely, Hashem himself listens and answers the supplicant. So we went through many different lessons, over 30 lessons, looking at the Ramban's timeless words with the wonderful expositions, the wonderful remarks and words of Rav Avraham Chaim Feuer. I hope you enjoyed this journey. Again, God willing, look out for the PAL, the Pirkei Avos lessons with Reb T when it comes back, God willing, in early fall. Again, look out for the audio daily dose of Daf, where we try to do them daily, Blei Neder, and look out for the partial lessons, and of course the bi-weekly lecture series where we focus on a topic for around an hour to learn some practical lessons. This has been Reb T. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a good one. Hope to see you again soon.